You are listening to the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. This is a ministry of Christian Assembly Church in Los Angeles, California. I am your host, Marvin Enriquez, and this is how we get down.
Book here.
Welcome back to another exciting edition of the Men's Ministry Roundtable Podcast. Today is Love Day, February.
Happy Valentine's
that's right.
Day.
That's right, George. Did you kiss your wife before you left this morning?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, baby.
Today is Love Day, February 14th, 2023.
Every day is Love Day.
Every day is Love Day. But you know, the girls, they like to get a little special attention. And today's a good day for special attention.
We celebrated yesterday.
Yeah, we celebrate. To be honest, we celebrated Friday because we don't. Yeah. Yep. It's a midweek. It's a Tuesday. But we did. I took my wife out on a nice little date around Los Angeles. We packed the bikes into the car. We went bike riding at the beach. We went San Antonio Winery.
That's very
downtown.
There you go. Had a guy playing romantic music on a guitar.
On a what?
On a guitar.
Oh, is that a different instrument? Oh.
It's kind of like a cross between a ukulele and a guitar.
Yeah.
Well, a guitar? That's
what they call it in Guatemala.
They have six
you
strings
play
on
guitarra,
that?
You play the guitar, sir?
What happened in Easter?
Ah, I have diarrhea since Easter.
I just lob them.
Apparently the
lob
winery
questions.
Was no good. No.
Have you guys ever been there?
Yes.
No. It is...
Not me.
Inside it's
nice,
but then outside those walls,
yeah,
it's not the safest environment.
Where is it? Downtown?
Downtown. Yeah. Right off the 5 freeway, this industrial area surrounded by like warehouses and things. It's a nice area. The food, I would say, is
average
at best. I mean,
sorry, San Antonio Winery.
Hey, listen, if you work for the San Antonio Winery and can get us some free food, we love the food. Otherwise, the food was average at best. The clue should have been this. When you walk in, you know, before you order, first of all, you order at a counter line. You don't sit down.
You have a tray.
So it's kind of like assembly line. Those are for you.
Yeah. So you order at a window. You go up and order. But before you order, they want you to see what the food looks like. So they have a table with all the dishes.
They have a goat outside.
They have a table with all the food, and they have saran wrap. I don't know if it's plastic food or real food.
Huh.
Yeah, that's exactly. Not the one you eat.
That was my reaction, yeah. Sean. Huh.
There's a place like that in Burbank, but it's like deli style.
See this one? We'll microwave
Italian.
It for you.
Yeah. Huh.
Definitely isn't a winery.
Bring your own utensils.
There's no guesswork. Like, you know what you're getting because it's saran wrapped in front of you right before
wash
you order
your own utensils in before and after.
Yeah. Well, they ask you if you want plastic or metal, and I opted for the plastic because I wasn't sure if the metal was clean.
I'm glad that you took your wife and had a romantic.
It was a romantic.
Howdy.
By the way, the San Antonio Winery is a good place, so you should go there.
Yeah, we had a Christmas party at our firm.
Did
years
they
ago.
Wrap the food for you?
No, this was we had to bring our own. No, it was okay. I mean, you know, because you know there was a lot of wine and people were festive.
It's fine. Also, and I'm not by any means a wine snob, so please don't misunderstand me.
You drink Opus 1 only. You
are a wine I'm snob. Not by any means. However, so
Is
after
box
we're
wine
like
legitimate.
No.
So then you are.
If you get it at CVS, though.
Does it go when you open it? Is that good wine?
I'm not a wine snob. But we went and we were like, well, we should get a bottle of wine. The most expensive bottle of wine was $12.99. Now, I'm just saying, that's good for me and my budget, I suppose.
Was it good?
No.
Oh.
And that was retail.
That was
sorry, San Antonio.
I was like, let's splurge. What do you have? Well, we have three for $9.99.
Yeah,
these over here at $6 chucks. And then
did you do a Yelp review afterwards?
I'm doing it now, so our millions of listeners can know.
Yeah,
San Antonio Winery
is
cheap wine, saran wrap food, but the ambiance. Hey, A+ for ambiance.
Hey, I saw the picture. It looked beautiful.
A+ for ambiance. Yeah, it was nice. It was nice.
I agree. Inside the walls is...
Yeah.
And really, you're outside there to celebrate your marriage to Sandra. So.
No, that's not who he went with.
No.
Sorry, Sandra. I'm not taking her
She's
out.
She's not listening. She's
I'm
not
taking
listening.
Her out tonight.
Yes.
That was Friday. Was
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, but, you know...
I don't know
23
what's
years
happening.
Of marriage, it really doesn't matter if you drink $10... We've had $100 bottles of wine. We've had $10 bottles of wine. and everything in between. And it really, the point of it is we spend some time together.
Amen.
So,
absolutely.
Valentine's Day, men, do something with your
wife. Yeah, do something special. Although getting a reservation tonight may be tough.
Hey, listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get some takeout and go in the backyard. That's right. Light some candles. Do some, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Spice it up. So I didn't mention who was around the round table. There is a different
Robert sounds a little different today.
His accent is gone.
I'm here, another Burbankian representing.
That's right. We went to Burbank, found the only guy we could find that was willing to be a part of this.
Sean Bang 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 Bang.
Around the round table, we have George Fernandez. I don't know what this
That's not
you.
What we usually call me.
I don't know what to call you. Hot Flash Fernandez.
Hello, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, George. And around the round table, we have Sean Strobes.
Hello, millions of listeners out there. It's a pleasure to be with Martian and Jorge.
Jorge.
I've been called worse.
I realize we have not recorded an episode of the podcast in all of 2023, and here we are mid-February, and I think the last one we did in December was like mid-December. So it's been 2.5 months since we last recorded, maybe 3 months. And here's the reason for it. It was difficult to bring ourselves back to recording. For those of you that may not know this, our dear friend Robert had
passed away.
Well, I guess right after we recorded that episode in December is when he started. No, it was
no,
in January, right?
No, yeah.
Yeah, it was after the holidays.
Yeah.
So our dear friend Robert, who's usually around the round table with us, in fact, he taught the Christmas episode back in December. So
it was the last one.
You can go back and listen to that. He got a scary diagnosis, and it changed his world. Instantly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were in a staff meeting on a Thursday morning, and then get a text later and said, I'm getting admitted to the ER. And then he was there for like 2 weeks and then was released and then readmitted for another surgery and then now home recovering.
Two surgeries later, he's now home recovering.
And you'll have more treatment coming forward, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. So please, friends, you guys that listen regularly, you know the familiar voice that Robert is. He's in good spirits because he's been upheld by community and by family, yes, and of course by his relationship to God. And so, it's encouraging to talk to him in that regard. But We miss him.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't been around the office for over a month.
Well, he was usually here once a month, but so the two days that we would have seen him in 2023, it would have been it.
Yeah.
So we miss not seeing him for the second time this year.
And Robert, we know that you're going to be listening to this, so we're praying for you.
Buddy. He has to, because he's one of the
Robert,
listeners.
That I mean,
we have him hit.
He has nothing to do but stay home and listen to us. So Robert, we love you.
Yes.
Get well.
We miss
soon.
You, buddy.
Bless
miss you,
you
a lot.
Bless you.
We love you a lot.
The surgery seemed to have gone successfully in terms of what the doctors were looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And like Sean said, there's another round of treatment coming up. So with that in mind, we wanted to do a brief episode, one, to update you on Robert, have you praying for him. I think he might still be checking his email from time to time. So if you want to send him a note, robertc@cachurch.com. I don't know. You know.
Or if you want to call the cell phone, it's...
Or you can call the office and leave a message. He never checked his voicemail anyway, so nothing's different.
Yeah, nothing. What's his office line? His number.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a phone. Actually, we'll post his address.
Just
you can swing by his
house. Just call the
church and
ask
Peggy. By his house.
No, Peggy will answer. Who's that? Do we have a Pastor Robert? Yeah, who's that? Yeah, he's been here. He's been here now twice, so yes, he's on staff.
You know, it got me thinking about our health. Now, also this past weekend, we've been on this teaching series called Real ID,
mm-hmm.
And one of the words that the Bible says about who we are and our identity is that we are a temple of the Holy Spirit. That those of us that have made a relationship with Jesus now are a temple of the Holy Spirit. And I think Tom did a wonderful job teaching on that word of identity.
Yeah.
And he mentioned it briefly, but a piece of that has to do with how we care for our bodies.
Yeah, now, responsibility.
Certainly that scripture is probably talking more about the spiritual,
mm-hmm.
And how we house the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. and how we are places of worship and the things that Tom talked about. But I think we'd like to spend some time talking about our physical bodies, given that our dear friend Robert is going through some things and some challenges. And that's one of the reasons we invited Shaw to come up here.
Also because I'm the second best golfer in the staff.
Next to Robert, you're the second best golfer on the staff.
But since he's not here, you can say you're you're the best. You're the reigning champion.
But we invited Sean because Sean's somebody who, you know, in his older age, he stays physically active.
I like that. Thanks for that preface.
Backhanded compliment. You know, the backhanded compliment. Like, yeah, you're pretty fit for an old guy.
Yeah. you look good for your age. Okay. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, Marv. That's so kind.
You know.
Not too shabby.
And George, you exercise fairly regularly.
Yes, I do. Every day. In your old age. Every day, even older. Yeah.
In your old age. Yeah. I don't do any of that stuff, and I just got my first call-in check.
Okay. we're going to have... I don't know what a call-in check is. I know there's a colonoscopy, but a call-in check...
Is that when they...
You'll know
they
when
touch,
you...
They touch your stomach from the back?
No, they touch the top of your head.
Yeah. Yeah, they pat your head, go to sleep. No,
I haven't had the...
You haven't had the colonoscopy?
Probe yet, no.
Yeah.
What age should a man do that? You're 60, right?
I am. I just turned 60. Okay. So I had my first at 45.
Yes.
At
45. I'm 46.
They just changed it, actually. Yeah, it used to be recommended 50, yeah. But they changed it to 45.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you had it?
Yes.
So I have
I just turned 50.
Yeah.
So should I have it?
Yes. Well, apparently you've had a Colin something, so you may want to have a colonoscopy.
Don't
which
call
is a little different.
Don't call Colin.
It's a little different. You'll know it, but yeah.
Who's Colin, by the way?
I don't know, and I don't want to know.
Why is he in my body?
Whoa!
Okay, so I will talk to my doctor at Kaiser.
Your voice is cracking.
Yeah, because I'm not excited about this. But in all seriousness, guys, if you've reached your 40s, apparently, like I have.
Talk to your doctor.
Talk to your doctor. George, what's that process like?
And also, one thing I can just say real quick. Also, make sure with your insurance that they will cover it because my doctor scheduled it for me. I had the procedure, and then my insurance tried to deny it.
Oh.
So
because you were
I had
too
to
young?
Fight it. Because it was before I was 49.
It was optional.
So they had just changed it to 45. So make sure your insurance will cover it.
That's right. A great point. Yeah. So really, I think the biggest deal is the preparation, which is drinking this formula that just basically clean your bowels. And you're basically, you're going to clean and then...
Nonstop.
Yep.
Nonstop.
And you do it the night before. But then the actual...
I'm not trying to do that.
The actual procedure, if you're out, which I've been out, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah. I woke up towards the end.
No, you didn't.
It was interesting.
Yeah. And you said, hi, Colin.
I woke up towards the end. I thought I was watching a horror movie, but it was actually the camera.
Wait, they're coming out. They show you what's happening?
There's a screen that the doctor is looking at, and so I woke up, and I'm like, what is that?
Oh, man. Regular screenings, guys.
Yeah, it's important.
Regular screenings. Most guys, we're not good at doing the regular checkups.
In all seriousness, my understanding is that's the one cancer that is the most preventable.
Yes.
Because if you screen it, you can catch it. And it hits close to home because my father-in-law never had a colonoscopy until he was age 65. Mm. So when he had his first colonoscopy, that's when they found out he had stage 3 cancer.
That's too late.
And he, so it's because of that. That's obviously.
What are some other regular screenings that when you hit in your 40s and 50s that you should be looking out for?
I think you should have a physical every really
physical every
physical
year.
Physical every year.
Get your blood tested. Cholesterol, high blood pressure.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
sugar.
So that's called like a full blood panel,
mm-hmm.
And your men's stuff gets checked and
men's
prostate.
Stuff? Oh, so the prostate. That's the one I had.
The PSA, which
that's
is...
That's the one where they touch your stomach from the back.
Yes.
I think you go there's to a different doctor than I do.
There's also scans available, but you have to pay for them. Your health insurance won't. But a full body scan can be recommended if cancer runs in your family as well.
Okay. All right. So some regular interval checkups are important. Guys, I know that this is not a topic that most of us like to talk about or address, but it's important nonetheless. Do that work. Get yourself checked out. Both of you guys have a regular rhythm of exercise, and I know Sean and I talked a few weeks ago about some different dietary things and things that you're doing. So tell us a little bit about that. You know, what what are some of your rhythms? How do you plan for that? How are you intentional about staying in shape? Those kind of things.
Well, I know Sean fairly well, so I'll let him explain what he does because he's very very consistent in his eating. My eating habits are quite honestly not the best. They've gotten much better over the years, over the last 20 years since I've been with my bride. But the rhythm
who's
that's
my bride.
She's the one I have my mug Valentine's with.
McBride! That's the guy you're talking about? The Scottish guy that lives back there?
Lives where?
Colin McBride. It's the luck that the Irish.
Is this still on? Hello? No. So what I think the rhythm for me, which has been really this way for over 40 years, is that's a big part of my life, is exercising. So really, I work out almost every day. I lift a lot of weights. I always have, but I do now. I've added a lot of walking and cardiovascular.
That's great.
I don't drink. I've never drank. I've never smoked. So I don't drink, like, eat a lot of sugar. I don't drink soda or anything like that. So I'm fairly healthy in that aspect. I don't have high cholesterol.
How about vegetables, George? How are you doing vegetables?
So unfortunately, I'm allergic to vegetables. So that's kind of a joke I make. I'm not allergic to vegetables. I just never grew up with them. Unfortunately, it's not part of the Cuban diet. But so what Lisa
what
does?
Are beans.
That's why he has to have a colonoscopy.
Fried beans.
No. I just really I never grew up eating like vegetables.
No.
So I'm eating more of them. Like I eat a salad every day with my meal.
Hey, that's good.
So that's that is a big deal.
The
so
roughage,
that
clean the pipes. That's great.
What?
So Colin McBride.
So yeah, what are you doing back there? So I think my eating habits have gotten better. So here's the one thing, and I know what Sean's going to talk about. The one thing that's new in the last probably 18 months is intermittent fasting.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I've Lisa's has been doing that. She's very very healthy. She's just very cognizant of her health. So that's something I've been doing. So what that means is basically, as I understand it, is I don't eat for like 16 or 17 hours. Mm-hmm. So my last meal, which will usually be dinner, let's say it's 7 o'clock, my next meal will be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So I don't, that'll be kind of like
that
breakfast,
is known
which is pretty fast, right?
16-8.
16-8.
Right, yes. So that's
16-hour fast and then 8-hour.
But here's the problem.
But here's the thing. If I do that, I'm going to eat chocolate cake for 6 hours or whatever.
No, here's the problem, at least with me, is like, yeah, I'm eating into the fat and all that, burning into the energy, and so that's a good thing. But then the two meals I have, which will be kind of lunch, brunch, whatever you call it, and then dinner, I make up for it and have like three meals in two.
Yeah. That's what I would do.
That's what
I
need.
And
I
would have dessert and chocolate sundaes. And
no, I don't really eat a lot,
food.
But I just, so.
So it probably would be counterproductive.
But you'd be surprised that even in that
but
time,
I think
the amount of calories that you're eating in that smaller window is actually less than what you would eat if you were eating a
whole
day.
So, and you're not supposed to munch in between, which I don't. So I think, like my weight's pretty steady. I think I've weighed the same for the last 20 years, I'm about 195, 200 pounds.
So you work out every day?
Yeah. I don't lift weights every day. I lift weights like four times a week, pretty heavy. But the other days, I do some exercise.
Yeah. Sean, what are some of your rhythms? I know you run a lot and do some other things.
Well, so for me, you talk about intermittent fasting. So my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's 7 years ago. Started out as vascular dementia because he was a smoker for years. And then it turned to Alzheimer's, and his sister passed from complications from Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And so Alzheimer's is a part of my family. And so I was doing some research and I watched this documentary on public TV. It's called Eat, and grammar is important. Eat, period, fast, period, live. So it's not eat fast and live. Yeah. It's eat, period, fast, period, live. YouTube.
Three specific things.
And it was actually fascinating. He talked about fasting and talked about the benefits to our bodies, that our bodies were actually designed to go longer periods of time. I mean, I know we in the West can have whatever we want whenever we want it, fast food, but our bodies are actually designed to go longer periods of time without food, and it actually helps us cognitively.
Yeah.
And so one of the studies was that your body, when you fast, there's an enzyme that's created in your body that creates new neural pathways in your brain. And so I thought, okay, well, I'm behind the eight ball because of my history with drugs and alcohol and because of the history with Alzheimer's and dementia. I said, let me try this. So I started intermittent fasting about 4 years ago. And I do the 16-8 as well. I eat my last meal at 8 p.m. at night, and I don't eat again until noon the next day. You can do coffee, but you should do it with no creamer. You should do just, it no yeah, caloric just, intake. Yeah. You want to have as minimal calorie intake as you can in that fast time. And then you increase your water exponentially. So I have a 32-ounce water that I carry with me, and if you can drink three of these a day, that actually helps you to stay a little bit more satisfied. Mm-hmm. So I started doing that 4 years ago, and what I've noticed specifically is that, I mean, we mentioned I'm a golfer, so one of the things that you want to do is you want to stay flexible, but all things that when it comes to age says that when you get older, your body gets less flexible. I'm more flexible at 50 than I was at 30. And a lot of that, I think, has to do with the amount of water that I drink and also has to do with the amount of stretching that I do. Mm. Marvin mentioned I run. It's the most, for me personally, it's the greatest amount of exercise in the shortest period of time that you can do. So I feel like my body gets an overall workout in a shorter period of time. So I can run as hard as I want for 3 miles, 4 miles, and I feel like my energy level is affected. I feel like my lungs are affected. I feel like my body, my legs, all that as well.
And how often do you do that?
I usually run twice a week. Depending on, you know, my knees can bother me a little bit because I run on the concrete. I don't like running on a treadmill. I don't like running at a
just to be outdoors
at a gym. Yeah. Excuse me. I want to be outdoors because it helps me to think clearer. And twice a week I run. I do some form of push-ups and pull-ups at least twice a week every day, but at least twice a week. And I do yoga and stretching every day.
How often do you do yoga, George?
What is that?
No, here's the funniest thing about yoga. So I had no interest at all in doing yoga.
I don't either.
At all. Yeah. Yeah. None. But Allison and I, you know, I'm very active, and Allison, you know, doesn't want to be active. That's not her. She just doesn't want to do that. So I've been trying to encourage her. We've been married 22 years. I'm trying to encourage her. Let's do something active together. And she did yoga, and she really liked it, and she invited me to do it.
Okay.
And so I was like, well, I want to do something that's active with her. Mm-hmm. I have no interest in doing yoga at all. So I went to the YMCA.
Sprinting.
I did. I used to run and then run up. And she would drive home. She'd be like, see you home. But we did the YMCA, and there was a guy. He was like 6'4", 270-pound bodybuilder, and he was doing middle splits, and he was totally flexible. Yeah. And I was like, I could barely touch my toes, mm-hmm. and couldn't breathe while I was doing it. And I was like, okay, there's something to this.
Yeah.
And so I started, they call it practicing. So we started practicing, and I mentioned golf. I mean, I don't work out with weights anymore because I don't want to get big like George. I want to be flexible so that I can still swing freely.
I am not flexible.
Yeah. And so I stopped working out with weights and started doing push-ups, pull-ups, and yoga. And I am just as flexible as I was in my 30s. Really? I'm playing the best golf I've ever played in my life. Mm. And I feel better than...
That's interesting to say about yoga, because I've heard from several people, because I have back issues. So I always have to stretch every morning, you know, my core and lower back, all that stuff. And I've heard from... You should try yoga. And I just...
Yeah, the weird thing is, there's some like the whole Eastern.
Not that I don't think it's good.
Well, that's kind of weird. And let's move that to the side. I think hopefully most of us can look past that and think about it as a physical exercise and not.
And there are
spiritual components. Yeah. There are some that do that way.
There are many different teachers out there that teach from a holy yoga standpoint. Right. So they actually teach from a biblical standpoint, and it's just stretching with Bible verses. So
the intimidating part is, how do I start?
You can start, I mean, it's as simple as, you know, one of the good things, if there is a good thing that came out of the pandemic, is that a lot of people put stuff on the internet for free. Mm. So you can go on YouTube and you can type in yoga flow, and there's 20-minute, 30-minute. I have a friend who teaches, her site is called Awaken Free, Awaken and Free. And she does, you can become a member, and so you can have access to all the teaching that she does. But it's, you know, there's stuff out there that you can do at home, and it's simple. Touch your toes, breathing exercises. And if you wanted to get a little bit more advanced, there are classes that are happening everywhere.
And you do this every day.
I do it every day, every morning. And even another thing that's good about, you know, there's not a lot of great things. I mean, I guess social media is great, but you got to be careful with that. But there are so much stuff on social media. I follow probably 5 or 6 people who do calisthenic style workouts, and it's all stretching, all body weight, and they put free workouts on there every day.
Yeah. No, there's so many things out there on YouTube, and you follow some people that are very, very knowledgeable. And I just think one of the key things is you need to be active.
You need to do something.
So guys, some sort of activity.
Thinking, okay, well, listen, guys, I'm up for work at 6 a.m. You know, I barely grab my cup of coffee, take the kids to school. Now you're asking me, I'm not going to have breakfast till noon, and then somewhere in there do some stretches, and then come home and do a workout. Let's practically walk us through what your day looks like, maybe how you order or structure your time. Where's time with God? Where's time with family? Because both of you guys have families. Both of you guys have school drop-offs and all the other stuff that we all have to do. So what does that look like on a regular day for you?
I think, you know, you're getting me pretty well. I'm kind of like a no-excuse guy. I mean, so it just means you're saying less to something else.
And as Tom said, there's no convenient time to be disciplined.
Right.
You just have to do it.
Is it important to you?
Yep.
So I remember when I was, you know, working, you know, years ago during tax season, I was working 70-hour weeks. I still worked out. It's not like, well, from January to March, or January through April, which was tax season, I'm just not going to. No. I mean, I still would do it. So I would do it when I got home at 9 o'clock, and I'd work out from 9 to 10. So the bottom line is, it doesn't have to be something you're doing for an hour, even if it's just 15 minutes Monday through Friday, and then catch up and do more on Saturday and Sunday. But it's
you can do a 5 to 10 minute like HIIT workout, a high impact.
Yeah,
it's short period of time.
Like you're a runner. I can't. It's not like I can't run, but I don't enjoy running. I enjoy like an activity, sports. Like I'll play basketball or something. But I know it's important, so I had watched this YouTube, you know, this individual, and he talked about the importance of if you can sprint, like on a bike,
right?
And you get, you know, it's not gonna be the same. I'm not gonna lie and say, oh, it's the same as running 3 miles. It's not, but they said aerobically, it had a lot of benefits. So what he said to do, he said try for 4 minutes, and he said intervals just 5 times, a full sprint for 20 seconds, then just pedal slowly. Then do it again, and you can do it in a four minute time period. 5 of those, I'm sweating like crazy. So I'll just ride for, you know, just a warm up. Then I'll sprint for 20. So if you're sprinting for 20 seconds, and then you're just riding slowly, it's resting like 20 seconds, and do it again. By the time I'm doing my 5th sprint, I'm almost out of breath. So now I've gotten to the point where it's still hard, but because it's a full sprint, you're doing it just as fast as you can go.
Right.
I feel like I'm much better shape. So when Lisa and I go for a walk, and she's much more active in terms of she just walks a lot more than I do, I can keep up with her. Mm-hmm. And I don't run, but that's something that takes literally 4 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I'm stretching in the morning, that takes about 5 minutes. I do this, and then I'll work out, you know, for, you know, 30 minutes. And then the days that I'm lifting heavy, you know, that's an hour and a half. But that's, you know, it's important.
Yeah. For me, it's, you know, it starts off, like, you have to start off slow. You have to start off, you know, because I have 3 boys. My youngest is now 17. But there was a time when we had 3 that were, you know, running around the house. And so sleep was a very important commodity that we needed. But we just had to get creative. Like, it started with a jump rope. Like, I normally, here's how I get up every morning. I get up every morning, and before I have coffee, I stretch. I don't know about you guys. I love coffee. Mm-hmm. But I discipline myself. Like, I can't have coffee until I stretch. Mm-hmm. And it's not a long stretch. Like, 5 minutes. Very quick.
So that's
breathing.
Your yoga time? That's 5 minutes?
No, that's just like get up in the morning.
Roll out of bed.
Yeah. Then coffee, spend my time in the Word, spend my time with the Lord. And then if I'm running in the morning, Because I don't like to run with anything in my stomach. So if I run in the morning, I got to wait a good hour before I can run after I have coffee. So that's the time where I'll do some kind of stretching, like more, you know, intense stretching or more active, not passive stretching. In the morning is passive stretching, meaning not a whole lot of movement. I'm moving from one, you know, stretch to another without a lot of, like, body activity. Active stretching is more of like I'm doing five stretches in a minute so that you're moving fluidly through that stretch, but not like bouncing or mm-hmm. jumping around. And then I'll go for a run. Usually it's about an hour, 40 minutes to an hour for a run, warm down. And then, you know, I start my day. I go off my day that way. But it started for me with jump rope in the morning. Like I would jump rope for 5 minutes. And most people
won't be able to do that.
Yeah. you don't even have to do.
If you do 1 minute with a jump rope, that's really good.
Yeah. If you can go, so like I would go outside, you know, you have lamp poles, like street lights on your street. So you just go outside and walk back and forth. And my goal would be I'm going to do 10 of these. And so you walk back and forth. Then now I'm at the place where at the end of my runs, I do 10 of those sprints in front of my house. But that's something I had to work up to.
Remember, they called the police on you. Well, who's so this I got guy this, sprinting from?
I actually got
sprinting from light to light.
For Christmas this year, my middle son Isaac got me a weighted vest, okay. And so I now wear a weighted vest. It's camouflage, and I run at night with it. And my friend Aaron, who you guys know is a Burbank PD officer, he said, "Oh, you're gonna get pulled over and stopped for sure." Running with that beard at night in Burbank with a camouflage vest.
Yeah, sprinting.
But just something to add weight to what I was already doing. But what I was going to say is it's great to have a goal. Set a goal for a period of time. Whether you reach that goal or not, you can modify to do the next period of time. So I do everything in quarters, 4 quarters a year. That makes sense to me. So from January to end of March, I will do something, and then I'll change that from April to June, and then July to August, and so on and so forth, till the end of the year. And then I'll reassess, and I'll set a goal for the next year of what my fitness will look like.
Mm. That's good. That's good.
And I set a major goal. I'm doing a half marathon this year. A minor goal is that I continue to run in a certain number of mileage towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Some kind of activity. When I worked in the skilled nursing world, they said if you don't use it, you will lose it.
Right. And a lot of guys will think, oh man, I don't have the equipment, or I can't afford a gym membership or a trainer. Mm-hmm. What you're describing takes very little in terms of financial. I mean, you know, you have a home gym, George, but
I have no gym.
But you have no gym. You know, you're
got a pull-up bar.
You have a yoga mat, $20 yoga mat, maybe.
Most of the time, I just do it on the carpet.
On the carpet, and then you use the street lights. Mm-hmm. in your neighborhood.
Yeah, just creative. Anything creative.
Yeah,
because I don't like to spend money.
Well, I mean, and that's so. I'm trying to get at what a lot of the obstacles or the barriers that someone listening to this right now might be thinking in their head right now. Like, I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't know, but the point of it, like George said, is there's always going to be some excuse in your head. You can justify it.
Yeah,
but you got to push through some of this stuff. Yeah. You can do it. You can, if you have a YouTube account, you can look.
So So if for the guys, if you say when I get home or throughout my 24-hour day, I don't turn on the TV, I don't go on the computer, which I don't know anyone who would say that, then that means you have time. So it's just swapping out one thing. So instead of sitting on the couch, oh, I really want to watch this. The truth is that's more important than exercising. Yeah. Or I went online to go look at, let's call it what it is.
Here's a creative way that I did it when my kids were little. So I would, you know, all dads are going to hold their kids, right? So I would hold my kids and I would do squats with them. They thought it was a great game. They were fun. It was amazing. They wanted to do it. They both, like, at one time I had two of them, one on each arm, and I was doing squats with them. Then I would do push-ups on the ground, and they would lay on my back. Mm-hmm. And they thought that was a fun game. It was really fun to do. And it was a totally creative way that I could activate my body and at the same time plant seeds of, hey, this is a fun thing to do when you get older.
Mm-hmm. So now that I'm – now I'm training Kanan, who just turned 11. So we work out, but, you know, he really doesn't do much, but just body weight. And one of the things I started doing, and it burns like a – really bad, is lunges. Oh, but we'll lunge. I'll say, okay, so let's, we happen to have a very long hallway in our home. So I say, let's lunge from the den to the end of the hall, which are our master bedroom. There and back. I can barely make it back, and I just feel the lactic. I mean, it's just a lot. It ends up being, I think, like 40 lunges. So, but it becomes a competition because he could do it and I can't. And we just kind of push each other. And he says, right. Watch, I'm going to go there back and four times. I'm like, oh my God, I got to keep up with this little guy. That's but amazing. Just that is like, it's really right. hard. Yeah. So that's just an example of something that doesn't, I mean, probably takes 2 minutes to do yeah. it. And you really feel it. And I'm doing it with my son. So it's also a fun I'm engaged with him. Yeah.
Another great part about it, and this is what we haven't even touched on, is emotionally. So if you can work out some kind of, you know, during the day, we all have some kind of stress, anxious, fear, whatever it is that we experience throughout the day, especially when it comes to our workplace and when we get home, being able to do a short 5 minute, 10 minute, just I'm going to do a little bit of activity really helps to kind of I'll use the word detoxify, but to detoxify the stress, yeah. to relieve the pressure and stress that you're already experiencing throughout the day. It's an outlet. It's a great outlet.
Yeah.
And one last thing, I think, For those of you who are married, that's a way to honor your wife. And think about it. When you probably got married, you probably looked, you know, a certain way. And as you get older, our bodies change. But to me, I remember my oldest son said, Dad, how come, you know, this was like years ago, like, Dad, how come you still work out so hard? Obviously, it looks like it's painful because I hear you like groaning and grunting. I said, yeah. And I said, yeah, it's not as easy as it used to be. And it's not as fun as it used to be. But I said, I still enjoy it, yes. Second, it's as Sean just said, it's important for stress and all that. But I said the third thing, what would that be saying to Lisa if I didn't? That she met me and I looked a certain way. Yes, mm-hmm. as I get older, I look differently because we age. But it would be like me saying, well, it doesn't matter anymore. I no longer need to pursue you. I've won. I caught the prize or whatever. So that's to me, it's really important because that says I still honor you.
Yeah.
It's still important for me to put effort into how I look for you. And she does the same. So, you know.
Well, before we wrap up this conversation, two things that I wanted to add. And thank you both for your input. You guys are both examples of older guys who are doing it right. I mean, and by older, I mean.
Yeah, I don't know about older, but yeah.
Just and me. I don't know about doing it right, but it definitely is the right thing that works for me.
I don't like older, just not young. Okay, just say not young,
you're,
not old.
You're only as I'm you're not old.
Two examples of less,
age is a state of mind.
You're two examples of less young guys.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
But one thing I'll say is this: one is we haven't talked about sleep, and I think that's an important.
That's a great
to
point.
To prioritize.
So good, Marv.
A few years ago, I heard Mark talk about this, and he said something to the effect of, and I'm probably going to butcher this quote, but he said something about the two most important hours of sleep are the two before midnight. And you know, the idea is that you set a time to go to bed, not just, you know, when you collapse at 2 a.m. or whatever, you're on the computer, you're on your phone, you're on watching Netflix, to have a consistent rhythm of sleep, to make sure your body is regenerating, recuperating, doing all those things.
Yeah, I just so Marv, that was such a great point, and I wanted to kind of piggyback on what George was saying about honoring his wife. So I'm a night owl. Allison is not a night owl. And so for many times, I would stay up and she would go to bed at like 9 o'clock. And I'm like, there's no way I can go to bed at 9 o'clock. But I found that I would be going to bed around 11, 11:30, and it was hard for me to fall asleep. Sometimes I would wake her up when I would come to bed, and then I'd be groggy, like trying to get up the next morning. But I'm not a great sleeper anyways. I sleep like bacon where I'm flopping back and forth. But I changed, and I'm now like in bed trying to read something and not have my phone, but actually have a book so I can turn pages. And what it does is it helps me to actually calm down and sleep sooner. Mm-hmm. And when I wake up in the morning, I sleep more restful. But not only when I wake up in the morning, I feel more better rested.
Yeah.
By just forcing myself
you're energized,
to go,
you're ready to go.
And get in bed sooner.
You're ready to go run 45 minutes.
sleep is the way your body repairs itself. Yeah. I mean, that's in essence what's happening.
Right.
During your sleep, you're repairing, restoring your mind, the brain cells, your body. So it is really important.
Yeah.
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 And then the last thing that I do want to add is you alluded a little bit to George about not ever participating in alcohol or smoking or anything else like that. And I think there's
I did that enough for all of us.
I mean, I, you know, having said that, after I went to the winery, right? But I think that if that's an area of struggle for you, mm-hmm. I think, one, be honest.
Yeah.
Right? Be honest with yourself.
Be honest with a brother.
Be honest with a brother. Mm-hmm. Know that there are some resources, but you got to take advantage of those resources because really one of the worst things you can do to your body is to consume, smoke, or do the things that you know are destroying your body. Mm-hmm. And you know, most of you would agree, it's just getting the motivation to get going. So find some resources, be honest with yourself, be honest with someone else, and get that part of you. I mean, if nothing else, again, looking at it scripturally, we're being taught that our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Think about where you want the Holy Spirit to be housed. Mm-hmm. If we think of a temple, like our sanctuary, you know, we want to keep it in the best shape possible. Yeah. We're cleaning
how would
it.
You take
we're,
care
we're,
of it?
We're beautifying it. We want it to be presentable, not only for when you come on Sunday morning to worship, but for the Lord to come and inhabit with his people.
I just got chills. Yeah. Wow, that was great.
So take care of yourself. Beautify the temple of the Holy Spirit. Robert, we love you. If you're listening, guys, if you want to send
Pastor.
If you want to send Robert a note, we wanted to update you on his health. He's in the middle of a tough one.
Of a fight.
We're with him.
Please keep him in your prayers. Yeah.
Please.
I believe his faith is growing during this time. I think he sees God working in the midst, and you know, we love him dearly.
And if you want to drop him a note of encouragement, robertc@cachurch.com. I'm sure at some point he's going to look at those emails and see some words of encouragement. So go ahead and send him a word of encouragement. Let him know you're thinking and praying for him. Well, guys, thanks so much for listening. And George and Sean, thanks for being on.
Man, that was awesome.
Yeah, that was
fun. Thanks for having me.
Say hi to Colin for me.
A Colin McBride. All right, guys. See you.
All right.
Out.
Bye, guys.